Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live here on Close Up Radio. And Yaron Cohen is joining us, too, entrepreneur as well as the founder and owner of ShareFront, which is a startup that provides support for emerging brands to grow their business by providing and managing co-retail spaces in prime locations. Co-retailing, where businesses share the same space and expenses, is something that they're all acquainted with. Think Starbucks located inside a Target or Toys R Us located inside a Macy's, things like that. Yaron has taken this concept and expanded it on to create a new future for retail while meeting the demands in our new normal. Physical retailers must also meet new heightened consumer expectations. ShareFront assists businesses throughout the entirety of the process. The client simply fills out an application so that Yaron and his professional team can appropriately assess your business. They analyze your customer base, market, as well as all the needs in order to figure out which companies will work most synergistically. A young entrepreneur whose work comprises the business, retail, real estate, and marketing sector, Yaron's keen vision led to the opening of ShareFront in 2021. And ShareFront has a clear mission to make shopping enjoyable again in a state-of-the-art location throughout the entire United States, all these different locations. Among his professional memberships and affiliations, Yaron is an active member of the Young Jewish Professionals Organization. With ShareFront, he says, the future of retail is emerging as a brighter, more cohesive, less costlier, and more convenient process than ever before. He says, we're here to make it happen. As his tagline says, we are stronger than we are apart. Absolutely. The website is www.thesharefront.com. That's thesharefront.com to learn more. But first, let's welcome the founder and owner of ShareFront, Yaron Cohen, live and direct from New York City, joining us here for the next 30 minutes on Close Up Radio. Yaron, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Jim. My pleasure.
You're very welcome.
It's my first live show, so I appreciate you guys and the opportunity, and I'm very much looking forward.
Wow, that's fantastic. It's great to have you here, and I'm glad that we are your first opportunity to express, you know, your passion and your enthusiasm and more about ShareFront. Let's talk a little bit about your background and some of the things that have inspired you along the way. Tell us a little bit about some of the inspirations on your own life's journey that sort of pointed you in the direction of creating and launching ShareFront and some of your background leading up to the creation of ShareFront.
Yeah, so I actually come from a real estate family. I'm first generation here in America. My family was in real estate for almost 30 years, and I was lucky enough to really get the chance to do all of the leasing for my family and then a couple other families in the community where I represented them, both their apartments and their stores. So, you know, it was always, every day was as exciting as yesterday. We're meeting new people. We're getting a chance to work with new businesses, you know, really seeing something come from an idea to a physical location where people could walk into was always very exciting. Sorry. So after getting a chance to work with, you know, these businesses, I got more and more hands-on and more interested in, you know, how they operate, how they manage, you know, what their difficulties are, how do they solve them. And, you know, for almost 3 to 4 years, I got a chance to go from helping them find real estate to, you know, helping them with marketing to helping them with the construction and the build out and the lease negotiation. And it became sort of a little bit of everything where, you know, I was sort of managing, helping them manage their, you know, their businesses for them. And then, as you know, all of us were sort of affected throughout COVID, you know, New York City leasing sort of died down. And a lot of the businesses that I worked with, sadly, were going through some really big difficulties, you know, and they were coming to me, and through the COVID process, we, you know, we got a chance to figure out some of the biggest struggles that businesses go through, and then a little bit more about, like, how to help them and, you know, what we can do to generate, you know, more sales and save costs and get more people in the store, which really led to, you know, a simple concept of ShareFund, where it's just, you know, we have co-retail, we have co-living, we have co-working. Today there's co-industrial concept. There's a ghost kitchen concept, which is basically, you know, like a co-kitchen concept. So, you know, that it sort of, you know, hit us that these retailers share customers, but they don't share any, you know, anything else really, as opposed to all the other businesses that, you know, have been utilizing the sharing and the benefit of coming together.
Which is so important, the coming together. I think that's a really cool part of what you're doing. Let's talk about it. How does it all work? I mean, it really sounds like the future of retail. As I mentioned, it sort of makes things brighter, more cohesive, less costly, and more convenient. Let's talk about some of the work that ShareFront does.
Yeah, so I mean, what we really focus on, you know, let me take one step back, Jim. When it comes to ShareFront, there's three things that we really focus on. One of them is the business-to-business side, which is how, you know, how we benefit and how we help businesses launch new stores, generate more foot traffic, save costs. And then there's the business-to-consumer side where, you know, how do we enhance the shopping experience? And then there's our core concept of just, like, you know, again, it's sharing. It's bringing people together, you know, to make the sum greater than the parts. And we do that, you know, in the business. For the business side, we do that by a simple process, like you mentioned earlier. You fill out an application for us to learn more about your clientele, about what your business, you know, is striving for, what your goals are, who your community is, who you're trying to reach. And then we start pairing you with the most compatible but non-competing businesses to really utilize the space and the clients walking in as best as possible. So, you know, for the consumers, they come in and, I call it the den of their favorite brands and businesses. It's a place where they could experience their favorite brands if they're either international or D2C or emerging or haven't been in your city yet, as well as, you know, meeting new brands that, you know, you would most likely like and you're interested in, as well as the communities and the people that, you know, are also walking into that store.
That's really important. You really have it so well thought out. And you know what I like about it? It sounds like it's got a modern vibe to what you're doing, like sort of meeting today's times and today's needs head on, but with this old school quality of bringing people together and getting them to come together once again in these retail locations, you know, in these brick and mortar facilities, which I think is fantastic. So it feels like a blending of old school sensibilities with, you know, today's thinking and today's understanding of how things work. I like that blending.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I'm personally a shopper. I'm a consumer myself, and I've realized that the brands and the businesses today are it's more than, you know, a jacket to keep you warm or a watch to, you know, tell you the time or a coffee to get you, you know, up and going for work. The places that people are shopping today, the places that they're, you know, getting their haircuts and their coffees, it's more than just a product now. It's sort of, it tells a story of who you're trying to be and what you portray. So we take that value of these brands and their communities and their followers, and we want to be able to activate that for sort of anyone, because, you know, the businesses today sort of, again, it's more than a product. It's becoming a lifestyle. It's becoming a way for people to express themselves. So, you know, we want to build communities around that, and we want the businesses to benefit through it, as well as allowing the consumers to benefit and sort of getting a chance to be part of something much bigger.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Is it possible with businesses sharing their products, one may take the other customers? You know, sometimes I bet you get that question from people once in a while, huh?
Yeah, I get that question pretty often. And it's a very understandable concern. What we our pairing system, so we've been working and currently still building a pairing system that actually makes sure that all of the businesses are compatible but not competing. So we ask that, you know, the application on our website is sort of for this purpose. And we bring the most synergistic companies, but we make sure that none of them are selling the same product. So, you know, Jim, if you wanted to come in and get a shirt for the beach, you'll only be able to get a shirt for the beach at one of the companies. You might be able to get a juice press. You might be able to get sandals and, you know, beach towels or a beach blanket, but no other brand will sell that product. So we curate, you know, between retail businesses, service businesses, and food and beverage businesses, we curate like a specific vibe targeted a certain audience, but none of these businesses are really selling the same product. They sort of share the same customer and have the same beliefs and communities.
That's terrific. That's great. So again, all well thought out. It helps, you know, our communities actually grow stronger too, doesn't it? Tell us about that, Yaron.
Yeah, so I always use an example, and you know, another question that I get is, does this take away from my brand identity? Does this affect my brand by sharing space, or even affect the community? And, you know, I'm going to take things back to the old school thought process of, you know, you can tell who somebody is by their friends. And that's sort of the concept that we want to bring. You know, if you're a brand that represents and you're a sustainable business, if we bring four or five other sustainable businesses, we really understand what your brand is trying to portray. So we really try focusing on making sure that these synergies are adding value to their communities and that their communities are all really shared.
That's so important. Yeah, that's really, really important. How does the process actually work, Yaron, as far as, you know, when you're working with a client, filling out the application and all of that? How does it work from the very beginning?
So it's as simple as starting off with just a application online, which I think should take no more than a minute and a half. Then we schedule a call to just get a chance to meet, you know, the people on the team, to really hear about the business, hear about their, you know, their goals, what they're trying to accomplish. And then we sort of let the back end system do their work where it starts pairing. We reach back out to the businesses, we let them know the pairings that they've been connected with, they approve that, and then we go on to start designing and logistics of the store. So we take you through like the POS system, we take you through what your space is going to look like, and we work with our designer and your team. And then we have the contractor sort of come build the space out. And then you know, it's as simple as getting a chance to send us your product and letting us, activate a real brick and mortar location for you guys.
That's fantastic. That's great. That's really terrific. It's very exciting, you know, on so many different levels. This, like I was saying earlier, sort of blending the two worlds together. why do you feel that physical retail is necessary when e-commerce is still booming? Like for me, I still like to go into the physical stores, spend some time looking, browsing, touching, feeling, deciding really if I want it, looking at it. If it's clothing, maybe you have to try it on. Just the experience of going into the store and, you know, seeing everything and looking at everything and making it an experience. Because so much of what is happening these days is those types of experiences are disappearing. So it seems like you're desirous of sort of really keeping that experience that is definitely such an American way of life, while also, you know, paying heed to the fact that e-commerce is booming as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a couple points to mention over here. One of them, Jim, as you mentioned, I'm an in-person shopper myself. I always like to try it on and feel it and get a chance to really have that experience. But a lot of people since COVID are trying to find a reason to, you know, get back out there, go meet people face-to-face again, get a chance to communicate and just, you know, be part of, you know, life again. And I think that's a big role right now, but I think that's also a short-term process. You know, human nature's habits, and within, I think, 2 to 3 years, we'll probably go back to normal. But we're also seeing e-commerce become more and more expensive. Online, you know, to acquire customers online, marketing is more expensive. The e-commerce websites are more expensive. And the general e-commerce business, people have started to realize that there's a lot of returns and there's a lot of shipping and miscellaneous expenses that people weren't putting into play when they first started. So we think that's a big part of it. You know, my uncle told me something really interesting when I was, you know, a couple years ago working with him. And he says, yeah, buildings in major cities can go up. You know, buildings could get taller. But that square feet and that physical retail store is limited. There's only a certain amount of physical square feet that people could occupy in these major cities. And that really, you know, hit a chord because population is growing, people are going to be moving, life expectancy is higher. So these retail spaces will have to be utilized, you know, as efficiently and as best as possible because we're going to be more people needing more things and being a chance, you know, getting out there more often. So that was something that, you know, let us believe that this is a, you know, a sort of a business that we don't think will ever go anywhere. We also have been getting great traction from a lot of D2C brands. I've gone to a handful of conferences and shows, and brands that have physical retail stores in cities are actually getting 80% more sales online from that city. So there's become a really big demand for these, you know, these D2C brands to occupy retail, but then they have the struggles of logistics and operations and management and attorneys and real estate. So that's where we sort of come in. I'm excited to hopefully, you know, soon be able to announce we are working with a couple e-commerce businesses on some long-term partnerships. So, you know, again, back to the core sharefront model, it's we don't see these people as competitors. We actually want to work with these e-commerce businesses. We want to be able to allow them to give, you know, their businesses access to brick and mortar as that's becoming something they're desiring. And we look forward to, you know, hopefully creating partnerships and working together.
That's fantastic. It really is. It's exciting on so many different levels. Why do you feel, why should business owners come to you guys instead of maybe trying to attempt to do this kind of thing themselves?
Retail's been a business pre-COVID that was sort of, you know, on a gradual decline. And I think e-commerce actually had a big part of that. So, you know, what we really want to add value to is doing more than just making costs cheaper and making it sort of more accessible. But we want to really be able to activate retail in a different way that's never been done before. And for these brands, what we realize is, you know, in New York City, I think it's 50% of the restaurants that open close within the first 2 years. And I think almost roughly 25% of the businesses here in New York that open fail within the first 2 years. So what we realize is that traditional retail is something that is being left in the past in a way. And we feel like, you know, even if you do think you have the manpower, the capability, the knowledge to manage, you know, negotiating a space, dealing with contractors, having to, you know, figure out how to hire an employee, making sure that you're filing with the city, there's so much that comes to play that even if we think you're able and capable of doing that, the model of retail has just sort of changed to the consumers. So what we're really doing is, you know, why we're different and, you know, what we make different is we want the business owners to focus on their business. You know, the designer of the clothing company isn't a retail manager. And, you know, the chef of a restaurant might not necessarily know the management and, you know, what's incorporated in managing the restaurant. So we want the business owners to focus on their business and allow us to really manage the retail because that's what we do. That's our specialty. So what we realized is that the traditional retail space and model has been dying down. And you see some of, you know, the most well-known companies today changing their standard retail model to, you know, bring in new life. You know, Polo Ralph Lauren recently put a cafe in one of their stores in Manhattan. Toys R Us is opening up in 400 of Macy's locations. If anyone knows, like, something like Kiss that started off with Kiss Treats. So we think that businesses are sort of becoming more of a shared model. But, you know, those are businesses that are big enough to fund the coffee shop themselves and be able to open up maybe a secondary, you know, market for people to come in. So what we're doing is we're allowing, you know, multiple businesses, emerging brands to come together to utilize that power of sharing.
That's fantastic. Again, it's there's so much more involved in your mission than just the day-to-day business side of it. It sounds like you're really desirous of just sort of bringing people together, which I think is a great underpinning to what you're doing. It's beautiful work on so many different levels. Why do you think it's something that is vital and really should be all over the United States? I mean, I think coming together is something the United States could use right about now. And if it's through retail, let's bring them together.
Yeah, no, you know what, when I think sort of in a different mindset, I think if God willing, you know, Sharefront and the sharing process, that we've seen the sharing concept be successful, why not put it across, you know, America? If we can help benefit emerging brands, if we can help local businesses, you know, stay in business, if not hopefully expand to new markets, I feel like that's something that we should be trying to push throughout America and hopefully at some point potentially internationally. You know, our goals are to utilize our strengths and our togetherness, and we don't want to sort of limit that to just New York or L.A. or Miami or Boston. You know, we want to be able to tap into, you know, local markets and help those local businesses come together and help emerging brands get exposure to new places. So, you know, for us, it's all about win-win relationships. And when we feel like when we believe in that, it's something that we should, you know, try to get in front of everybody and introduce this opportunity. to, you know, hopefully all businesses in the United States.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And again, sounds like you are really on your way. You know, you also do work for your community as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm privileged enough to be able to grow up in a community with my family out in Long Island, which has been really nice. Growing up, I was, you know, part of the local synagogues and part of a lot of basketball organizations for younger kids, which is something that I'm very passionate about. So growing up, you know, I've always tried now, you know, with starting my business to be the best influence and role model I could be for, you know, the younger guys coming into the business world and finishing up college. And I do that by, you know, hosting dinners, sponsoring dinners and events for them, going to basketball tournaments and getting a chance to just really be with them. And, you know, if it's a dinner or a basketball game or just hanging out. And then when I got a chance to move to Manhattan, I got a chance to become part of the Young Jewish Professionals organization, which is a beautiful organization here in Manhattan, where, you know, hundreds of young professionals from all over the world get a chance to come over. And again, you know, we have dinners, we host events and speeches with, you know, either real estate people or entrepreneurs or politicians, and we bring that community together where we, you know, we try to help each other in business and expansion. And more recently with the business, I've gotten a chance to join a lot of smaller communities, which are the brands that I've been working with, which have really been exciting. You know, we've been helping some local brands over here right now in New York open up their first pop-up store, hosting their first events. We're getting right now a community, one of, you know, a new clothing store. We're starting to put them into co-working spaces because his target is office clients. So we're getting really close to our business and their communities and helping them hands-on, as well as, you know, getting a chance to take a step back and enjoying with them as well.
That's terrific. That is really, really great and exciting news. I encourage folks to go to the website to make contact. You can go to www.thesharefront.com. That's thesharefront.com. Wherever you are, you can make contact and learn more about these exciting opportunities that exist that you might not even realize exist in today's day and age. And I think it's really exciting stuff. Yaron, thanks for joining us on the show. This 30 minutes went by in a New York minute, but hopefully we'll get a chance to expand some more, maybe hear some success stories, things of that nature. That would be fantastic. Thanks for joining us on the show today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I certainly have.
Yeah, Jim, thank you very much. I enjoyed it and appreciate the opportunity, and I hope to connect again soon and let you know, how things are going for us and share some new stories.
That'll be fantastic. You keep up the amazing work and, you know, keep going forward, bringing people together in the way that you do. It's really cool stuff that he's doing, isn't it, gang? Here's that website to make contact, thesharefront.com. We thank Yaron Cohen, founder and owner of Sharefront, which is a startup that provides support for emerging brands to grow their businesses by providing and managing co-retail spaces in prime locations. Sharefront.com to learn more. This is Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, stay right there. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest as well, right here on Close Up Radio. Until then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.